Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So we are continuing our theme week on Christmas movies.
Super.
Today we're talking about Home Alone.
Oh.
Love that movie. Love that movie. Yes. So Home Alone was directed by Chris Columbus and written and produced by John Hughes. Hughes conceived Home Alone while preparing to go on vacation. He said, quote, "I was going away on vacation and making a list of everything I didn't want to forget. I thought, well, I better not forget my kids."
And a movie was born.
Then he thought, what if I left my 10-year-old son at home? What would he do?
Oh, boy.
Hughes wrote 8 pages of notes that developed into the screenplay, imagining that kids are naturally most scared of robbers.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hughes worked that aspect into the plot of the film.
The Wet Bandits,
I think you're talking about. The Wet Bandits, that's right, yes. So Hughes suggested to director Chris Columbus that they cast Macaulay Culkin as Kevin, who he had worked with on his movie Uncle Buck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, he was. Yeah.
So Columbus met with 200 other actors for the part as he felt that it was his directorial responsibility.
Sure.
Got to do your due diligence.
Yeah, you must.
Columbus finally met with Culkin and agreed that he was the right choice all along.
He's the one.
Yeah. But Macaulay wasn't the only Culkin in the movie.
How many Culkins are there?
In the movie, there's two. In real life, I think there's more than that.
Like
but,
7 or so.
It was the acting debut of Macaulay's younger brother, Kieran.
Kieran Culkin?
Who played Kevin's bedwetting cousin, Fuller.
Oh, yes.
Yes. After Robert De Niro and John Lovitz turned down the role of Harry, one of the Wet Bandits, Joe Pesci accepted it.
There you go.
In order to get the most authentic performance possible, Pesci did his best to avoid Macaulay Culkin on the set so that he would actually be afraid of him.
Oh, that's
which is
cute and also sinister at
the same
time.
Right, kind of scary, right? Yeah. So filming took place between February and May of 1990 on location all across Illinois. The house exterior scenes were filmed on location at a 3-story single-family house located at 671 Lincoln Avenue in the North Shore Village of Winnetka, Illinois, where Hughes' previous films, Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, 16 Candles, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and Uncle Buck had all also been shot.
Popular town.
Yeah, he liked to shoot there for some reason. Yeah. In 2012, the real-life McAllister home sold for $1.585 million, a relative bargain compared to the original listing price of $2.4
million. Oh, yeah.
This is a different time in the real estate market.
Yeah.
Back in 2012.
Yeah, I wonder what it goes for now.
Well, the property value today is estimated to be over $2 million.
Oh, true, yeah.
Yeah.
Should have snapped that up when I could.
Yeah. So films such as Home Alone and Die Hard are very popular at Christmas time in Poland. Because they were some of the first Western movies to be released in Poland since the end of communist rule.
So Home Alone and Die Hard?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Polish premiere of Home Alone took place not during the Christmas season, but on May 22nd of 1992.
Good spring movie, early summer.
3 years later, on Christmas Day of 1995, the Polish television premiere of the film took place. In 2018, the film recorded the highest viewership with 4.5 million viewers, and that's more than 11% of their population.
In Poland. Eat that stuff up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
So Home Alone premiered in Chicago on November 10th, 1990, and was released in the United States on November 16th. While the film's reception was initially mixed, in later years, reception has been generally positive, with praise for its cast, humor, and music. Home Alone grossed $476.7 million worldwide, becoming the highest-grossing live-action comedy until the release of The Hangover Part 2 in 2011. So from 1990 until 2011, it was the highest grossing live action comedy.
That's amazing.
Home Alone. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And it also made Culkin a child star.
Sure it did.
Yes.
Yes.
And it was also the second highest grossing film of 1990 behind a little film called Ghost.
Oh, Ghost. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So the film was followed by a commercially successful sequel in 1992, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, another great one,
mm-hmm.
Which brought back most of the film's cast. Culkin was paid $4.5 million to appear in the sequel, compared to just $110,000 for the original.
That's all he got for the first one?
Yeah, that's quite a pay increase.
It is.
Yeah.
But worth it.
So there have been, I didn't realize this, but there have actually been 6 sequels to Home Alone.
Really?
The most recent was released on Disney Plus in November of 2021, titled Home Sweet Home Alone, And Devin Rattray, who played Buzz McAllister in the first two films, reprised his role in that movie.
But they're not still leaving Macaulay Culkin at home alone, right? He's 40s, early 40s, right?
And he just got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last week. And Catherine O'Hara, who's the mom in Home Alone, was there.
Was there. That's good. Good, good, good. You picked out a record to go along with Home Alone, did you?
So we're going to play a song from the soundtrack that always reminds me of Home Alone. We're going to play White Christmas by The Drifters.
We'll do it. Sarah, thank you so much. The Drifters, it's White Christmas. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song here on Legends?
Because that song was in the movie Home Alone, which we were talking about as part of our theme week on Christmas movies.
Indeed. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. John Hughes conceived Home Alone while preparing to go on vacation.
Robert De Niro and John Lovitz turned down the role of Harry, which eventually went to Joe Pesci.
And Home Alone was the highest grossing live action comedy until 2011.
Yeah. Yeah. That house in Chicago, that's a nice looking house.
It is.
There's a meme that goes around on Facebook. Have you seen the meme where
it says,
you know, every time I see Home Alone, the only thing I wonder is how.
Yeah. How did his parents afford that house?
What did the dad do for a living? What did they do? Parents do for a living that they could afford this house?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it is. It's a big house, though.
Yeah, it is.
It is nice. And they put a fence around it now because people would go and take pictures.
Yeah, of course.
It would be weird owning one of those celebrity houses like the Brady Bunch house.
There'd always be people trying to find your house. Yeah.
If folks want to learn more about Home Alone, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Is the movie streaming anywhere? Do we know?
That's a good question.
Okay. We'll do some off-air research. Okay. We'll let you know.
Yeah.
Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Episode 5 to round out the week on Christmas movies tomorrow at 4:10, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Kenny Loggins on the way, traffic and weather, and much more on Legends 102.7.